I was upset. All right, it's 8:35. Yay! Almost done. Yay! Yay! It's almost the weekend. Not that I don't want to be here. I love my job. Don't get me wrong. But it's the weekend. Yes. It's the weekend. Now, listener friends, before I go on with what's going on tomorrow and the fundraiser for humans, for pets, for military, and for military canine, I do have a friend, Hilda, who lives out in Laurel and Gardens, and they have a flea market going on over there. Hilda, I'm not going to be able to go because I will be at the pet thing here. I apologize for that. But for anyone looking for flea markets, tomorrow, Laurel and Gardens, that's right off Route 88 on not Chambers Bridge. What's the name of that road?
Jack Martin Boulevard.
Jack Martin, from the hospital, across from the hospital. There's a flea market going on from 9. I hope it's from 9 to 2. I think it's from 9 to 2 tomorrow. Hilda, if that's wrong, tell Lauren. I'll correct the time. But Laurel and Gardens flea market tomorrow. Get some nice things, new and used. And they also have like a little, like snacks you can buy there. Okay? So that's tomorrow. Now, tomorrow also, starting at 10, Route 37 East in Toms River at Rub-A-Dub Dog. I love your hair, Laura. I wish I had the nerve to do what you did to your hair. I keep staring at it. I just love the color, everything. I can't cut my hair. I had those winter blondes coming.
Oh, thank you.
No, but that's just it. She's got the features for it. See how I get sidetracked? I go all over the place.
You remind me of Barb.
I remind you of Barb? Yes. Barbara, she used to be here on the Hawk, and that's exactly the way she wore her hair. You got the cute face. You got everything. You pull it together with the hair. I can't do it.
And she's single.
And she's single. And she loves pets. You want to meet Laura? Must love dogs and cats.
Got to be a dog lover. And you got to be approved by all of us.
Meet Laura. Right. That's right. You're going to go through whatever they call that thing to get through.
Credentials.
Yes. All right. So Laura, we will get you.
10 to 2. Come meet me.
Just send me the resume. I'll go through it.
All single men can meet her tomorrow, but you have to bring
Craig's
something.
A strong
have to bring
arm.
A bag of
you
dog
have
food.
To donate.
That's right. What do you mean,
bring
Laura?
A case
you
of dog food.
Something.
I might go on a date with you.
Yeah. Wait, do you have an age like limit or start? Does they have to be in a certain age or?
I do not. Just don't be married. Don't live with your mother.
Don't eat meat. Don't eat meat.
And have a job.
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
You're vegetarian.
Flexible. I am a vegetarian. Yes.
Will it bother you if somebody?
No. Okay. It doesn't bother me. Okay.
Are you kidding? She goes with us all the time.
No, I ate a big steak in front of her the other day.
Steak. Yeah. No, it's all good.
So we're getting off track here. Yeah. We're getting off track. This is not meet up and hook with Laura from Rub-A-Dub. This is we're donating. We're having a fundraiser for people that cannot afford food, that cannot put enough food on their table, that can't feed their children. We're donating to families with pets that are having financial troubles and they can't afford to keep their pets, yet they don't want to give them up. And you don't judge people like that.
They'll say, absolutely not.
You know what? You know, you don't have enough money. You shouldn't have that pet. Well, guess what? Maybe you had enough money when you had the pet and all of a sudden hard times have hit.
Yeah, I have more respect for people who do what they're doing and holding on to their pets and struggling than people who give up their pets and are able to take care of them.
You know, there are homeless people out there that have dogs, and they will give to their dogs before they eat themselves when they find food.
I understand. I know exactly where they're coming from with something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is your pet, this is unconditional love. And it's something, a pet will hold a family together.
Yes.
And especially if you have children. I mean, that's the last thing you want to take away from your child is their pet.
Right.
So this is also to help families financially feeding their pets. So you bring out pet food, dog food, cookies, cat food, kitten food, formula for the kittens, just things like that. Anything that you think your dog would love or use, dog bowls, leashes, collars, anything like that, they'll go to the pet pantry. And where's the pet pantry again? We're switching mics all over the place. Matt?
We have, there's actually two of them.
Okay.
There is one at 974 Bay Avenue in Toms River. That's the Eastover Baptist Church. And the other one is the Jackson Public Works Building, Don Connor Boulevard in Jackson.
All right. So that's where all the pet food is going to be distributed, going to be divided up and distributed to those pet pantries. And then the pet pantries will divvy it out to the families in need.
Yes.
Now, the food for humans, even though it's a Thanksgiving drive, it doesn't have to be all Thanksgiving. No. It could be any kind of food. Craig said if it's perishable, like turkeys and hams and things like that, you're going to bring it directly to the food pantry.
Correct.
Okay,
correct,
so yep. we don't have to worry
it's
about
actually going
it
to New Beginnings Church.
That's New Beginnings going, Church, yep. All right. And I'm sure they have a big freezer, refrigerator, that they'll take care of. So if you have an extra turkey laying around, if you've gotten your receipt from ShopRite, Pathmark, or Stop and Shop, whoever's left, I don't even know what grocery stores are left anymore, and you have that free frozen turkey, and you're not going to use it, or you don't need to use it, donate it. Give it to a family that can use it.
Yeah, you can even go through your freezer. I mean, I know in my house, I have stuff in my freezer that I might not even
not
get to.
Use.
I can bring it in, yeah.
You
stuff
know
in your cupboards. I mean,
this, or we talk about re-gifts, you know, re-gifting.
Yeah.
There is stuff in your cupboards.
Sure.
That, make sure it's not expired. We don't want the expired stuff.
Not
we don't want
date.
Moldy
don't
stuff.
Bring
open 5-year
old turkeys.
No, nothing like that. But there's stuff in my cupboards that I know. I don't know why I have it in the first place, but it's there. So if you can't go out and purchase something, every little bit helps. If you're not going to use it, don't let it go to waste. Bring it tomorrow to Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash. You'll see the commotion going on.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
can't miss us.
If you're going towards the bridge, so if you're on Route 37 East going towards the bridge, you're going to make the jug handle.
Make the jug handle at Coolidge Avenue because we are on the westbound side.
Okay, so that's where JoJo's is, the JoJo hot dog place.
Yep.
Make the jug handle.
Make the U-turn. We're the first strip mall. So it's an east mailing address, which is confusing, but it's the westbound side.
Right. It's the westbound side, but on going east on the eastbound side of Route 37. You'll see a big pink sign.
Yes.
Okay, Rub-A-Dub. You'll see a trailer out there. You'll see people, and that's where you want to drop off your food, whether it's one can of tuna or you're bringing a whole Thanksgiving meal. Everything is appreciated.
You know,
everything.
Like baby food is good, formulas,
diapers.
We'll accept anything that could help anybody in need.
Okay. And pet food, cat food, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Gift cards. I mean, whatever it is, can help people with.
This is just so great. And you know, it's a shame it's only this time of year. It really, people do fundraisers like this time of year when people are hungry all year long.